I'm Dion Jones from Alpha, North Wales. You're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston, Ontario.
Thinking about upgrading your water heater? There's never been a better time. Right now, Utilities Kingston is offering free standard installation on all new water heater rentals. That's right, no installation fees on most installations, just reliable hot water and peace of mind. You'll get expert advice from local service advisors who understand your needs, and if there's an issue, their technicians are nearby and ready to help with most calls handled within 24 hours. Plus, your rental is conveniently included on your monthly utility bill. One less thing to think about. Rent local, install all free. Visit rent.utilitieskingston.com to get started.
Hi, this is Bridget from Housewife, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The charts on CFRC.
It's Rob, one of Medieval, and I'm listening to CFRC 101.9 FM at Queen's University Radio, straight out of Kingston, Ontario. Free the people.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
The mood.
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 With me.
I'm radio.
CFRC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
And good morning. You are tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM. You are listening to The Mood with May. It's the 10 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario. We are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May. Like I said before, this is The Mood with May. And I'm all over the place right now because I'm currently trying to get concert tickets. I'm 2100 in line to see The Strokes and Thundercat. So if I seem a little distracted, that's why. Let me introduce what we're doing today as I slowly watch myself in the waiting room. Anyhow, today we are doing something similar to last week where I share what I've been listening to, except this week we're putting a little bit of a spin on it because I'm going to be showing you what I think are relatively obscure artists, and I'm going to be, I guess, comparing them to artists that are relatively not obscure, but at the same time, some of these artists I could say to a random person on the street and they would have no idea, as in, like, the comparatives. So keep that in mind as we go through. I'm sorry if you don't know the references. You just have to listen to CFRC more because these artists do get played quite a bit on here. We're going to kick things off with an artist that actually back-to-back three artists. This was kind of unplanned. They're all in the Iranian diaspora. However, they also all have elements of trip-hop, alternative, as well as like a little bit of an experimental electronic vibe. So we're going to kick it off with Taraneh, which is an artist based out of New York City. Now, this song is called Splitting Image. It's released as a new single 5 days ago on April 10th. And this is what I say is Electric Wizard meets Tricky. Now, for those of you who don't know, Electric Wizard is kind of this sludge stoner metal group, and so some of the Some of the guitar lines in it are very muddy and are very reminiscent of that. And then the Tricky is more of the trip hop vibe. It gives the vocal elements as well as some of the instrumental layering that we have. And then after that, we have Azam Ali with Shallow, then Halo. This is off of Phantoms, which was released in 2019. Sorry, again, I'm getting distracted. My apologies. It was released in 2019. I would say this song specifically by Azam Ali is Elizabeth Frazier meets Haide. For those of you who don't know, you might know Elizabeth Frazier of Massive Attack and kind of like the shoegaze meets trip hop genre. Anyhow, Haide is an Iranian pop artist from the 80s. One second. I'm so stressed right now, guys. I'm so stressed. I'm number one. Okay. An Iranian artist. From the 80s, lots of cool vocals. I found that Azam Ali kind of echoes that. Obviously, she has Iranian heritage, so it makes sense that she would emulate that to some degree. And then after that, we have Sev Deliza with... we have Sev Deliza with Babin. This is what I said is Fever Ray meets Massive Attack. So again, like some of that trip hop element with some of the more experimental weirdo core that Fever Ray brings to the table, which we love. And then finally, we are going to do one last artist. This is Death's Dynamic Shroud from LA. This is Yol, which is like an electronic artist, or electronica artist meets Bowery Electric. So without further ado, we're going to get into that. Well, I just got into the room to buy tickets for the Strokes and Thundercat. So please forgive me. Here is Spitting Image by Terrane on CFRC 101.9 FM.
and my face, warm in the belly, capital place. Stars in my eyes, stars in my face, warm in the belly, capital place. Living shadow, she others we know way. Living shadow, she is sky for the sacred.
Just want to make Together, now that I'm ready.
And you just heard from Death's Dynamic Shroud with Just to Be Needed. And before that, we had Sev Deliza, with Babine. And then Shallow, then Halo by Azam Ali. And at the very top of today's set, we had Spitting Image by Taranay right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May. Quick little update. I did get my tickets for the concert. I was so stressed though, guys. And those tickets were so expensive, but it's okay. Moving on. We have a little bit of a similar but different like atmosphere going on here. By the time we get to the end of this set, it is going to get a little bit heavier, but we're going to chill for a bit. We're going to kick it off with an artist called Sadi, I want to say, S-A-D-D-I. They're based out of Paris. This is a new track called Ma Peine S'Endort, which released February 13th of this year, so in the last 2 months-ish. I would say that this track is Magdalena Bay meets Mort Garson. Now, I'm sure at this point in music and life, everybody has heard of Magdalena Bay. I actually saw them last summer, and they were amazing, and they had a lot of really cool visuals. However, Mort Garson might be a little bit more under the radar for some people. You might know the album Plantasia, but he was a Canadian electronic artist. He did a project called The Zodiac as well, which was really cool, and I recommend you check it out. But this artist has some of that Mort Garson kind of eerie synthesizer electronica atmosphere to it, while also having that more dark pop synth element that Magdalena Bay brings. And then after that, we have Chinese American Bear with another new track. Chinese American Bear is a band from Seattle. They blend a mix of, I believe, Mandarin and English in their music. This is their newest track called Turn Up the Radio. It is released with a slew of other singles last week, and I believe they're amping up for an album project, which I'm excited for. I would say that Chinese American Bear and this song specifically is a band that I can't pronounce on air because it sounds like a swear word, but F-C-U-K-E-R-S meets McGee. I don't really know how to explain that. I don't have the words, but I think it will make sense once you hear it. And then we have two more for you this time around. We're going to kick it off with an artist called Yves Jarvis, or Yves Jarvis. I don't know how you pronounce it. Unfortunately, I'm so sorry. But this is an artist based out of Calgary. This is an album from 2025, I believe. Yes, 2025, called All Cylinders. I found out about this literally last month, and I've been obsessed. This artist emulates a little bit of Thundercat, and I put another band here, SNG, and I don't remember what that stands for, but I'll think on it. But when I was walking here and listening to my set list, I was also like, this kind of gives Toto as well. So there's that. And then finally, we have a track that is completely different from everything else that I've played today, a little bit more mellow. It's by Mauro. This artist is from Portugal, and this is off of their newest album, which I believe they're touring for right now. I think they're coming to Canada in May, so next month, if I remember correctly. But this album released at the tail end of January, so still pretty fresh. This is the final track off of that album called To Grieve You. The album is called So Much Has Changed. And this artist in my opinion, emulates Spill Tab meets Olivia Dean, because it has some of that pop, but also the R&B elements, and also that indie pop, indie rock sound, if that makes sense. So without further ado, we are going to kick it off with Sadie and Mapien Sandor on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May.
La porte est pour ne plus voir les espoirs. way you slide. So precise with the knife, you cut me clean.
You cut me.
That's so sad. That's so sad.
That's so sad that you twist the knife in me, and you stab with great delight and glee. That's so sad. Spill the plate on which I eat. There goes my china, precious china.
Ground the bone down, fired up the kiln. I pray to Jesus, I get my daily fill.
Lord, can you lift me from the depths of my free will?
Still holding. Cause how do I leave what I call home? And how do I keep living my life like you're not here? Doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel
And welcome back. We are in our final segment of The Mood with May right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. You just finished listening to Morrow with To Grieve You. Before that, we had Eves Jarvis with The Knife in Me, Chinese American Bear with Turn Up the Radio, which turn up the radio. This is good music, in my opinion. And then at the very top of that set, Sadie with Ma Pain S'Endort. We are doing, if you like this artist, you'll probably like this artist. This is also the like product of me being up at 2 a.m. and procrastinating a paper. So do with that information what you will. If some of this seems off-kilter, if it doesn't make sense to you, I plead the fifth. We're going to get into our last few recommendations for this week. I really hope that you enjoy them because these are a lot of my Canadian artists. I kind of, by accident, push them all to the bottom because they're all a little bit more alternative, heavier, and I wanted to start in kind of like a light place and then bring it a little bit more muddy, a little bit more intense. So we're gonna kick it off with a band that's actually based out of Quinte West, so a stone's throw away from Kingston. Shout out to them. They just did a stint on Audio Tree. They released an EP in the tail end of February. This is Arm's Length. I chose the track Funny Face, one, because it was non-explicit, and two, because it was the track that I gravitated to the most off of this album. However, or this, I guess this EP. However, I strongly recommend if you enjoy this artist or the two artists that I'm about to tell you they emulate, or that if you like these artists, you'll like Arm's Length, then I recommend you check out their EP. And I think they have some live shows coming up, so go and support your favorite bands live if you can. It makes a world of a difference. It is the way that they make their money in this day and age. So I strongly recommend that. I think that they emulate American Football meets Alexis on Fire, and these are kind of very similar picks. However, I think American Football is more of the traditional, I want to say, like, Midwest emo, and then Alexis on Fire leans a little bit more post-punk, and so that's why I chose those two. And then after that, we have Hakate. I hope that's how you pronounce it, because that's how I pronounced it on my other show. This is another new Canadian artist. They're based out of Montreal, and this is their newest single as of today. It released at midnight, which I had another song by them on this playlist, and then kind of serendipitously, I went to their profile to grab some information about them, and they had a new song, so I was like, why not add it onto the playlist. This is in succession of their previous single, Over Over, which is what I played before, and I strongly recommend you check out all of their stuff. But I strongly recommend you check them out if you like Cameron Winter meets Current Joys. And then after that, we have another Montreal artist, which if you've tuned in before, you know how much I love my Montreal artists. This is Copeland with their song Tombe. This is off of Expire, which is their album that released at the beginning of 2025, so I guess new-ish in the last year and a bit. This was the hardest one to characterize, in my opinion, so if this is totally off base, then you're totally valid for thinking that. But I said that they sound like Evanescence meets Les Louanges. Now, I know a lot of you are going to know Evanescence. I think the vocals kind of emulate that in some of the instrumentals as well, like the almost new metal vibe. But the Les Louanges is a Montreal, which makes sense because they're in the same scene, the same culture, kind of emulates that Montreal indie rock sound, and I think there is some of that in their sound at the very heart of it. If you don't know Les Louanges, I strongly recommend you check them out. They just released another album project, and I love them. And then if we have time, we have one more new metal adjacent, tying it back to the trip-hop era. This is Kitty meets PJ Harvey, which is big praise in my house. This is Harpies with... Lie Down. This is off of Bleed Believe. They're originally based out of Birmingham, and this album is from 2004. I have no idea. I can't remember how I stumbled across this album and this artist. I don't know if it was another volunteer at the station or I happenstanced upon it on my own. However, this is the type of music that you hear if you listen to CFRC, so keep tuning in. We're gonna get into things with Arm's Length off of their Audio Treat live album with Funny Face. I'll see you guys next week. This is The Mood with May on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Don't you find I've consumed enough?
Don't you find I've consumed enough?
was buttoning and unbuttoning wasn't telling me the shirt enough. The morning sun in the dusty room, what more could you really ask for? The morning sun in the dusty room, what more could you really ask for? You're a species on your own. That's why I hope we both die outside by a falling power pole, with cows eating below, somewhere with the coast, where they turn to foam, and you learn to love it. I've seen everything grow. The task of living is all consuming. Don't you find I've consumed enough?
Don't you find I've consumed enough?
All this buttoning and unbuttoning wasn't selling me the shirt enough. The morning sun in the dusty room, what more could you really? The morning
Charlotte Cardin. Hello and welcome to Salt Licht in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licht in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion.